Time for another one of our chats with UNC Health Pardee. Today we're talking about the Pardee Cancer Center and expansion of services again. We're speaking with Dr. John Hill, Medical Director of Hematology, Oncology, and Cancer Research at the Pardee Cancer Center. Dr. Hill, first of all, thank you so much for taking some time to join us this morning. We really do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So the Pardee Cancer Center, as I mentioned just a moment ago, has been growing significantly. So when you talk about one of the things we call it is a comprehensive cancer center, right? What exactly does that mean? And what does it mean for us, ultimately, someone who may be a patient?
So what a comprehensive cancer center really does is brings together multiple specialties and different types of services so that we can coordinate care for our cancer patients close to home. Cancer treatment, it can be very complex, of course, so keeping people in their home environment and giving them the best experience possible is what's going to lead to their best outcomes.
Excellent, excellent. So let's talk about that growth that we mentioned. The infusion center has expanded. Talk about that and why that's so important.
So the big thing that has happened over the last few months is we merged our cancer infusion center here in the cancer center and brought in non-cancer infusions that were at a separate location over across from the hospital. We brought those infusions in here with our team. We expanded our infusion chairs from 16 up to now 25 chairs, basically. Wow. That we have to do all outpatient infusions here through Pardee Hospital, including our cancer patients. Obviously, we think we have a very good team of staff here, and we're very very well versed in how to manage these patients. So certainly bringing those patients in here has been very good for their experience and has helped improve efficiency tremendously for these folks.
Wow, that's interesting. Let's continue on the growth. You've also added an acute care clinic specifically for cancer patients. How does that work? What is that exactly?
So obviously with our cancer patients going through treatment, there's always high risk for toxicities to occur with treatment. And so it's not uncommon sometimes that our patients end up in the emergency room or in the hospital. Obviously, experience that sort of thing can be very traumatic for our patients. So we really try hard to support our patients in a way that we can keep them from having to have those hospital and emergency room visits. So that's where this acute care clinic really evolved from. So we have a nurse practitioner who runs our acute care clinic pretty much 5 days a week and has openings for our cancer patients who do develop symptoms and side effects in real time.
Okay.
The goal being that we can evaluate those patients, triage them, and identify those patients for whom we can deliver close to emergency room care here in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
That will hopefully turn those patients around and keep them from having to make that emergency room visit or hospitalization.
Okay. Another exciting addition, from what I understand, is oncology rehabilitation. I know both of those words separately, but I've never heard those together. Can you tell us what exactly that is?
So our patients going through a cancer diagnosis and cancer treatment often, of course, have significant physical challenges that go along with that, you know, ranging from just significant fatigue, issues with loss of weight and muscle loss, issues with instability, falls. Some of our patients, depending on their treatment, can also have issues with lymphedema developing after certain therapies. So with these problems, when they emerge, we have to refer to our rehab services department here at the hospital, which includes physical therapy, occupational therapy services. We have great therapists that work with us, but most of those services are elsewhere and not here at the cancer center. So that's often extra visits our patients will have to make to other offices to get those services or to try to get those services at home if we can set them up. So recently, with some additional space that became available to us here, and thankfully, with the help of some funds through the Pardee Hospital Foundation, we are outfitting a room here for doing some of these rehab services for our patients on site. We're going to start out with a lymphedema program to help many of our breast cancer patients who suffer with that particular consequence of their treatment. And we're looking forward to broadening those services here on site so that our patients can, again, get more of that comprehensive care that they need by including those services here as part of their routine visits with us.
Gotcha. We want to remind folks we're speaking with Dr. John Hill. He is the Medical Director of Hematology, Oncology, and Cancer Research at the Pardee Cancer Center. Dr. Hill, one last question for you. What talk to us about the importance of this growth and not an offering all of these services and adding these services and having it all local here. Talk about that importance.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, yep. going through a cancer diagnosis and cancer treatment is physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally quite taxing for patients. And if you add on top of that the potential inconvenience of having to travel long distances for care, the financial ramifications of that, it's additional burden on our patients that we like to try to avoid. So that's why it's important for us to try to deliver this care to them closer to home. We pride ourselves on creating a family atmosphere at our cancer center, and we're told that typically by our patients that when they compare their experience here to the experience they've had at other places, we make them feel a little bit better about the situation that they're in and the journey they're having to take. So we know that we want to try to provide that care to as many people in our region as we possibly can, and we want to be able to have them keep and get their care close to home.
Dr. Hill, thank you so much for your time today. We certainly do appreciate it. Thanks for answering our questions.
My pleasure. Thanks again for having me.
Yes, sir. If you'd like to learn more about cancer services at Pardee Cancer Center, it's simple. Just visit pardeehospital.org.